Jen Sabella of Block Club Chicago with some extremely local news. How you doing, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm up to about 50%. And let's talk first about the fine restaurant Alinea and what has turned out to be probably a bad idea, don't you think?
I would say so. Alinea has a new pop-up spot in the West Loop. It's called Air Alinea in Residence. And it's a rooftop pop-up restaurant because they don't have, you know, they didn't want to do indoor seating during the pandemic. So they popped up outside, and a customer tweeted out a photo of a little canapé that they got right when they sat down at the restaurant, and it looks like a coronavirus cell. It is like a purplish blob with raspberry, looks like freeze-dried raspberries in it, and it looks like a coronavirus cell, and it was shared on Twitter, and the internet was not happy. People thought it was really in bad taste. They said this isn't cute. It's shameful and disrespectful to anyone whose life has been lost. The owners of Alinea are defending the snack, which is a coconut custard with Szechuan peppercorn and freeze-dried raspberries that they said is very delicious. They said it's art and it's a reminder of where we are in this moment. He said, this is manifesting and making visible what we all cannot see and reminding patrons as they arrive that we are aware that this virus is still with us. But, you know, a lot of people think it's in bad taste. So Alinea right now is defending it, and they are still serving the canapé. You can go on our website and see what it looks like, and blockclubchicago.org. Or go have it if you have some extra cash laying around at Alinea's new pop-up in the West Loop.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. The bluish-gray sphere with red dots, raspberries, and it looks like what you see when the TV newscasts have the graphic of the coronavirus on it. Well, I don't know why people should be so mad. I guess they don't think people should make fun of it. I guess that's the point. Okay.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there's always more important things to be angry about, but
I think so.
Yeah.
let's talk about what's happening over at 1549 West Division Street.
Okay, so this is a restaurant our staff has been writing about for a long time. It's called Pod Halanka, and it's owned by a woman named Helena, who's actually owned it for more than 30 years. She's from Poland, and it is one of the last authentic Polish restaurants, specifically in this part of, it's like Wicker Park. They call it the Polish Triangle, and it used to be a bunch of Polish restaurants and businesses, and since then most of them have closed. I would say like 99%. She's like the last woman standing with her traditional Polish restaurant, but the coronavirus pandemic has absolutely destroyed her business. She usually has a lot of tourists come through, you know, to get this taste of Polish food in Chicago, and she doesn't have outdoor seating, so that has really limited her. So we did a story about this last week, and in the meantime, all these people from the neighborhood reached out to Helena and offered to help her. So they started two fundraisers on GoFundMe. They started a T-shirt fundraiser, and they offered up their skills in web design and marketing to try to help her get more takeout orders and to allow people to order online, two things that a lot of people are doing a lot more during the pandemic. So just another amazing story of neighbors realizing that a business was in trouble and stepping up to help how they can. So we're hoping to see what happens with the restaurant moving forward. Hopefully they'll have, you know, the ability to go online, order some dumplings or, you know, pierogi and get it delivered or pick it up. But until then, you can just call Podlanka, which is at 1549 West Division Street, and they are open for limited indoor dining at 25% capacity.
Another nice story is what local photographers are doing for the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Tell us about this.
This is such an awesome story. So in New York, a group of artists managed to raise a ton of money just selling off their prints at affordable prices and donating all their proceeds to charity in New York. And so artists in Chicago were like, let's do this. So they have already raised, I actually checked in with a friend of mine, Leo, who's coordinating this. They've raised more than $25,000 for the Greater Chicago Food Depository by gathering up all these artists and selling their prints online. So you can go on our website or at their website, which is printsforhunger.org, and you can browse. There are like hundreds of prints. They're so cool. And you can get, it's like 8.5 by 11 and get them, you know, framed and bring them to your house. And they're, you know, it's a piece of art by a local artist that would probably normally cost you a lot more than $100. And all of the proceeds are going to feed families who are really struggling right now throughout the city. And you can go on our website, too, and browse through some of the photos. They're just really beautiful. And they're from all over the place. Like, they're from all over the world. And all different kinds of artists participated. It's just very, it's a very moving effort. And I'm so happy that we shared it. And our readers have been really stepping up to buy these prints as well.
More.
And it's only through tomorrow, so you have to buy these prints now before they shut it down. So printsforhunger.org.
Thanks. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.